Yes, us. Welcome to the Kefi Life Podcast. My name is Kiki Vale, and I'll be your guide to creating a life of hola gala, all is well. Together, we'll get back to the basics, and we'll explore fresh new ways to flourish in mind, body, and soul the Greek way. You can look forward to interviews, stories, essential self-care strategies, recipes, and actionable takeaway hola gala moments. This is going to be so much fun. Let's get going. Pame! Alexi, for today is Anixi. Anixi, or spring. Anixi is a time of renewal and detoxing that body. Please allow me then to share some beneficial foods to incorporate in your diet for springtime detox and weight shedding. This Anixi, or springtime, strongly consider incorporating one or all of these: asparagus, basil, broccoli, celery, citrus, cucumber, fermented foods, ginger, and kale. A full list of foods to best nourish and cleanse your body when you visit my spring diet blog post at kefilife.com. Yamas, it's Kiki Vale. Today, I'd like to personally invite you to sign up for my Tuesday newsletter. Why? Because here I will directly communicate with you, sharing additional wellness content and promotions that our team has created for you in mind. I promise not to overload you, only further inspire you. Visit kefilife.com today. Sign up for the Tuesday newsletter, bringing you one step closer to hola gala, all is well.
Eleolado, olive oil, has been celebrated in the civilized world for millennia. Nearly eternal, the oil of this fruit has been more than just food to the cultures of the Mediterranean region. It's been medicinal, ceremonial, sacramental, and the foundation of great wealth and power. It is safe to say that olive oil is the ethos, the essence of Greek culinary culture. Today, the priceless and life-giving ingredients of this liquid gold can be delivered to you when you purchase your premium bottle of Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil from the region my parents were born, the Peloponnese. The coveted Koroneki olive is extensively cultivated here in the southern part of Greece, which offers the unique microclimate needed to grow a fruit netting the utmost nutrient value for extra virgin olive oil. Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil, a boundless amount of value, high in antioxidants with anti-inflammatory properties, linked to good mood and improved mental health. Get your bottle of wellness today when you visit kefilife.shop.
It's the Kefi Life episode, and we have brought back a very popular guest. His name is Brooks Coleman, and he's curated this Science of Losing Fat and the Art of Keeping It Off. Today, we're going to see, did you keep it off? Folks, you listen to Brooks. Brooks Coleman, welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited to be back here.
Oh, it's our honor. You have a certification in precision nutrition. Let's get right to the basics. Last year, you were talking about your 27 sentences to help people implement those as habits and strategies to be leaner than 98% of the population. Let's say someone is listening and they were doing great and they followed your lead, but now it's almost spring and they kind of fell off the wagon. What would you say to them?
Yes. So what I would say from the most basic standpoint is these are the moments that are going to lead to your success long term. It's not about crushing it when you're motivated. Motivation is fleeting. It's about how you keep showing up and keep coming back that's going to lead to getting where you want to go. I've been lucky enough to work with a couple clients that have lost nearly 100 pounds and kept it off. And the number one thing I've noticed in what they do is the first thing they tried didn't necessarily succeed. The second thing they tried didn't necessarily succeed. The third thing they tried didn't necessarily succeed. They kept showing up and adjusting. And so that is like the most basic thing I can say is these are the moments that are going to lead to the success and the results you want. So keep that in mind. And I think just identifying that can be big. And from there, you know, building, you know, we can build what's called an anti-fragile mindset, which means instead of setbacks putting us into the ground, setbacks become learning opportunities, failures become learning opportunities, and actually build us up to make us stronger. And so what I would encourage you to do is curate or develop a baseline sense of self-awareness so that when things don't go how you want, you can reflect and say, if the exact same situation comes up again, how can I adjust to handle it better next time and handle it 1% better next time? If you do that for days, weeks, months, years, you're building a library of situations that you know you can handle better next time, and it just turns into massive growth for you long term.
Springtime is a time of renewal. And it kind of goes along with your mind set and your philosophy, which is like, hey, if you slipped up a little bit, get back on track. You know, let's just like renew this. Every day is a new opportunity. What would you say about willpower in this situation? Because we want to get into those swimming suits. We want to look good. We've slipped a little bit. Is it willpower that we're going to like focus on, or?
Yep. Great question. It's not willpower. I'm sorry. A lot of people think it's willpower. They think they need more. They think something's wrong with them if they don't have more of it. It is setting yourself up to not need the willpower as much. And what that looks like is your environment. Who are you around? What type of food are you keeping in the house? What type of structure are you keeping with your routine? How easy are you making it to make the right decision? So stop trying to get more willpower and start paying attention to your environment and setting yourself up for success to make the right choice easier.
Let's say we like pizza, Brooks. A lot of people here in Chicago, you're in Denver, I'm in Chicago, a lot of Southside Chicagoans, I love pizza. But you have a formula to eating pizza. We've been eating pizza all winter. Now it's time to get this straight. What would you say about it?
Yep. So with the pizza, number one, don't label a food as good or bad or that you can't have it, because you're going to want it even more. And that's what's going to lead you to eat the whole pizza when you do end up having it, because you're like, screw it. I'm having the pizza I couldn't have, the forbidden fruit, whatever it is. So that's step one. Step two is recognizing that it's your choice and that it's okay to make, instead of reframe that from I can't have this pizza to that doesn't align very well with my goals right now. And I'm going to make the decision for myself to make the trade-off not to have it because I can get more full or more food from other things per calorie right now. Now, if you end up having it, and it can be done in moderation, what we want to do at the most basic level, the entire day, fill up on your protein, fill up on your vegetables, and make sure you stay as full as possible. Once you get out there for the pizza, you order it in, try to maybe get a salad with some chicken on it first, fill up on some vegetables with some chicken before you get to the pizza, so that you're not relying on the pizza to fill you up, because that's going to really set you up to eat one or two slices instead of four or five. And then when you are having the pizza, number one, enjoy it, but slow down, chew it thoroughly, sip some water between bites. Don't just eat it as fast as possible and look for the next slice you're going to have next, because that's a great way to eat a lot more than you intend to.
Brooks Coleman, the eternal optimist. I love it. The pizza formula. I'm going to take that one to heart. Brooks, the season is changing. That means time is changing. We've got more light. Our circadian rhythm is different. What can you say to us about sleep? Because sleep does affect our weight and how we carry it. Would you agree?
100%. And it also impacts the choices you're making when you're trying to change what you look like. A lack of sleep is going to directly increase your sugar cravings. Like, it makes everything harder. So protect that sleep as much as you can. I get it. There's parents with young kids out there, and it's not always doable, but do what you can. And I would recommend, you know, it's different for everyone, but to support your sleep, get up at the same time every day and then get outside within a couple hours of waking up. And doing that, even on the weekends, like some people, they're jet lagging themselves every weekend because they stay up way later and wake up way later. Get up at the same time, get outside, don't overdo the caffeine, keep the caffeine to the mornings. And then at night, keep the house dark. You know, maybe you need to throw on some blue light blocking glasses, but try to use lamps and warm light instead of bright lights after sunset. And those things right there are going to hit like the majority of the progress that can give you a good chance to get enough sleep and do it right. And if you're getting up at the same time every day, have a routine. Get in bed, read, meditate, whatever works for you to calm you down. But plan to get in bed like an hour before you plan to sleep, so that if you are more sleepy some nights, you just fall asleep earlier and you get that sleep you need because you're getting up at the same time every day.
Outstanding. With winter ending and springtime upon us, I have been eating a little more than I should, and I want to get that six pack, but I like to eat crunchy things, Brooks, like crunchy, crunchy. Crunchy things are usually processed foods. So like, what am I going to do about this? How am I going to get that six pack? And, you know, for the bathing suit season.
Yeah, that's a good question. So first and foremost, once again, try to include as much fruits and vegetables as you can before ever considering to anything else. So, you know, carrots or cucumbers or something like that. Pickles are basically zero calories. So if you like pickles, you can almost eat as many as you want. Now, of course, you're probably still going to get to that point where you want something else. And I would say check out some alternatives. Instead of the potato chips, there's a brand called Wild Chips that are made with like bone broth and egg whites, and they're just higher protein than typical chips. So make those small switches instead of trying to completely cut it out. And that'll really kind of support your goals in indirect ways by getting more fiber and more protein to keep you more full so that you're not needing as many of those crunchy snacks.
As a precision nutrition coach and someone who helps people to achieve their weight loss goals, what would you say about breakfast? And is this the best way to start our day by eating a healthy breakfast?
Depends on who you are. So, you know, I would say generally, I'm a fan of fasting if it jives with you. The only thing I would keep in mind is just make sure you get that protein in if you are someone that fasts. For other people, if they fast, they end up craving like crazy and they end up eating things that they don't align with their goals that are higher calorie later on. So it goes back to self-awareness. Pay attention to how you feel and what you eat later in the day. If you skip breakfast and then if it works out, that's great. Or if you're someone that, you know, starting with a good whole food, healthy, high protein breakfast leads you to eat less later on, just pay attention and see what's going to work best for you.
Basically, what I've learned from you, Brooks Coleman, is that you need to eat whole foods, move, you need to sleep. We didn't talk about hydration. Really quick, we just have a few seconds left. What are you going to tell me about hydration as far as like spring, getting in shape and trying to like jumpstart ourselves with a great body?
Yeah, for sure. So what I recommend generally, and this is different for everyone, but about half your body weight in ounces is a good place to start with water. But really, it really comes back to just pay attention to what your pee looks like. If it's too dark, you need to drink more water. If it's crystal clear, you're actually overhydrating. So hydration is going to impact, you know, your performance with exercise, lots of different things. But, you know, I would pay attention to it. Just make sure you keep water around. You're going to be in a pretty good place to support your goals.
So someone's listening. They want to really do their best to get in shape for spring and summer and for the rest of their lives. Where are they going to go to talk more about this goal with you?
They can head to my Instagram at the Brooks Coleman, and you can DM me there. I'll help you out with any questions you might have. I have a newsletter as well that you'll see posted there, but that's where I put all my content and happy to chat with anybody regardless of their goals.
You are sensational. Happy spring to you and yours.
Thank you very much. Same with you.
Stay right there. Up next, your weekly takeaway to keep it all as well. Hola, Kala.
This Hola Kala moment brought to you by the law offices of Liston & Centillis, ranked number one by the Leading Lawyers Network since 2010, taking care of all your real estate needs.
Pythagoras believed that everything in the world could be explained by numbers. There is a quantity to all quality and a quality to each quantity. And for this reason, friends, I do think that we should use scales. Scales, you know, intimidate me, but when I do use them, I meet each goal with more efficiency. When I use a scale to weigh myself, for example, I find that my body weight stays in check. When I do not use a scale, my food consumption is haphazard and I tend to add weight. Numbers are truthful and they help us know where we stand, whether at the bank, our credit score, in our recipes, or with our health. Today, I will stand on a scale, weigh myself, and I will be more accountable, hola kala, all is well.
Kiki Vale is the founder of Kefi Life. She is passionate about whole person wellness and living a fulfilled life. Her Kefi Life podcast is created to simply and naturally help you harmonize the mind, body, and soul the Greek way. Visit KefiLife.com and check out Kiki Vale on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Join us again next time for more positive energy and inspiration on Kefi Life.